proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, John Potter and Chef Mark. We have been hard at work during that period of time. Coming up with our top five list of restaurants. Chef Mark, what do you have for local restaurants, your top five that you heartily recommend? What do you have, sir?
Royal India on Keystone is pretty good. It's an Indian restaurant. And Curry Kebab if you want the
India Buffet.
India Buffet. You can go to Curry Kebab. That's a good one, too.
Every time I look at that sign on India Kebab, the price of the buffet goes up a dollar.
Yeah, they sneak it on.
Every time I look at it.
They give you a little bit, and then, you know, they're like drug dealers. They give you a little bit, and then give you more.
Well, it got to the point. It got to the point where they took the price off totally. So that worries me.
Right.
What else do you have?
Cafe Milano and Peppermint.
Yes.
Really good.
I love Cafe Milano. Great coffee shop at Peppermint.
And, of course, Ruth Chris.
Ruth Chris. Do they have a happy hour or not?
I don't know. It's been a while since I've been there, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't drink anymore, but people rave about happy hour at Ruth Chris, but you don't know if the local Ruth Chris is goes along with it. You know, each restaurant can say yes or no on that. So, yeah. Well, let me see. Are you through?
Is that five? Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, many of my favorites have closed. How many folks remember the El Dorado Prime Rib Grill? Not the buffet. El Dorado's Prime Rib Grill. They had one of these salad bars that had like 100 toppings to put on. I mean, they had like peanuts and cashews, even shrimp to put on your... It was the ultimate salad bar. Harrah's Steakhouse. Although I will say that Roxy's comes close to what Harrah's Steakhouse used to be. We love the grill on South McCarran. We love the Wild River Grill.
Ruby River.
You like Ruby River?
Ruby River Steakhouse across from Peppermint used to be Sizzler.
Well, yeah, but Mark, they took the peanuts away. You see,
that's because a lot of people have allergies.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, that's why Chex Mix took the peanuts out of Chex Mix. And if you're going to do that, that's not Chex Mix anymore. Right. Breakfast at IHOP. I know, that's just me. I love breakfast at IHOP. They put that big coffee pitcher on your table. And if I'm a big coffee drinker, I really like that. The Peppermill Coffee Shop, as we mentioned. I like breakfast at the Stone House at Plum and Arlington. I like lunch at the Purple Parrot at the Atlantis or Bon Appetit in Sparks on Prater. Those are the last two good salad bars left here. All right, let's go.
To all you seafood, all you can eat at Atlantis also.
Yeah.
Atlantis, yeah.
I'm missing.
Let's go, phones 884-9910. Your top five restaurants. And Melissa is calling from Genoa. Hi, Melissa. I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Oh, hi, John. I love your show, and I'm glad I have a good excuse to call you. Thank you. So, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, perfect. Okay, here are my top five. Daniel's in Genoa. Stonefly in Markleyville, Sumi Sushi in Carson City, Glen Eagles, I don't know where that is, but I don't know what town it's in.
Which one is that?
Glen Eagles, that's in Carson City. It's right there on the main drag, 395, north side of town.
Yeah. And then I also
called that Joking 40 had a between...
well, that's not around anymore.
No, I know. What was
Cabin in the Sky.
Yeah.
Sorry, Melissa. Go ahead. After Glen Eagles, what did you have?
Foothill Market. They have great sandwiches. The best sandwiches. They're in Genoa also.
That's changed ownership. It's it hasn't changed, has it?
Well, it changed, I want to say, in the summer. And they turned it into the Foothill Market And it's just fabulous. They have outstanding sandwiches. They have a lot of nice sandwiches. So, and great that, soft ice cream, if you like soft ice cream.
Very nice. And I love it. You speak in Genoa, the Sierra Chef. Oh, that is a great shop and great coffee, too. So, yay. I'm with you on that list, Melissa. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, sweetie. So, okay, one more thing for folks who just joined the show, the big paintball
tournament, May 2026 at Silver Circle Ranch on Holcomb Ranch Road in Lakeside. We're going to build two fields. We need construction people. We're going to build a mock Vietnamese village and a bombed-out World War II French town for both the fields. Right. And
you have an imagination, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, this is going to be a big one. And
people should put this on their calendar for May 2026. What day is it again?
May 18th and 19th. It'll be 2 days. It'll be double elimination, 16 people teams and sponsors, and trying to get local fire department, police departments to join in and build a team.
Right.
So it'll be a lot of fun.
You're all about those first responders. And before that event, January 22nd, you have an event at St. Mary's.
January 22nd, we're going to have a free lunch at St. Mary's Hospital. We're taking donations for equipment for the paintball tournament. And there's going to be four different themes. There's going to be an Indian restaurant, which is going to be Royal India, and then a Mexican restaurant, Maria's maybe.
All right. So is there anywhere
Nick the Greek.
Anywhere on the internet where people can follow these events?
No, well, yeah, they can. They can just Google my name or call.
Okay, Google Chef Mark?
Chef Silva, YPC, at gmail.com. Our phone number is 775-870-2820.
All right, let me see that email address there, Mark.
I
know you got a sore throat. I appreciate you coming in here. That email is Chef Silva.
That's not the right number. It's 870-282. We're getting a new
file. I won't do the number. I was going to do the email. Chef Silva YPC at Gmail. Okay.
Like your personal chef at Gmail.
Oh, I get it. YPC is your personal chef. Do you still do that? Are you still a personal chef?
No, I'm disabled. No?
You're disabled. Okay. Well, God bless you, Chef Mark.
I still cook in the kitchen, though.
All right, folks, January 22nd, St. Mary's, and we'll have you back before the big paintball Vietnamese bombed-out village event.
Right. Okay. I know it's a big one.
It's all right,
I'm going to do it, though. You trust
cool.
that.
Your heart's in the greatest place. Thanks, Chef Mark. I'm John Potter, live and local. Now it's all an open topic. We can still talk about restaurant recommendations. I was going to bring up Black Friday stories, 884-9910, but it's all open topic from now until noon. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:15.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Taking your texts. Too. Oh, this is nice. Somebody writing or texting. John, Twisted Fork. Very nice, says the texter. We take calls too, 884-9910. Anything. Restaurants, open topic. And how was your Black Friday? You know, I think it's not a very, you know, it's not a huge in-person thing anymore. You know, It sure used to be a thing, right? I mean, it was exhausting. You know, you had to research. And who else misses that big, fat, 10-pound Reno Gazette journal that came in on Thanksgiving Day before Black Friday? I think the real Black Friday nowadays are going to be the days when the armies of delivery trucks are going to be out dropping off all the online purchases. And that's starting in like 2 or 3 days, right? Which reminds me, if you work in retail, if you work in a store, how have the customers been lately? I am curious to hear. Are people behaving badly in retail settings? And if so, what kind of horrible things have you seen happen from shoppers? Us shoppers, we are totally unaware of what you store folks, employees, have to deal with. Maybe you've been confronted by a customer who perhaps complained to you, thinking that you control the prices of every item in the store. I heard a story from last year, a guy grabbing a box and cutting a clerk's hand in the process, reaching into the box of action figures that I guess were very popular at the time. That is not even remotely acceptable. And I'm told that the next big complaint that people who work in retail have is that people are entitled and they deserve this and they want discounts and they want exceptions to the rules and special treatment and immediately ask to see the manager because it's Christmas, the season of giving, and apparently the season of grown-ups behaving badly. And let's not forget the people who monkey around with the displays. Employees in retail say it's a nightmare because, you know, customers will trash the folded clothes and they'll dump items anywhere. They'll open up the packages and they're going to leave carts filled with random abandoned merchandise. And that looks like a tornado hits every single hour in retail. So if you work in retail or you shop in retail, and you've seen horrible behavior. Let's get this out there before the Christmas shopping really takes off. And a restaurant recommendation is always welcome. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. It's Cindy calling from Reno. Hey, Cindy, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Good morning, John. My husband and I were jointly having a senior moment and have not been able to recall the name of a restaurant that used to be on the corner of Kitsky and South McCarran, and it's since been a Five Guys and a Chipotle, but there was a restaurant we used to frequent, and we have no idea what the name of it was.
Kitsky and...
At Kitsky and South McCarran,
that was the old Wild Macaroni Grill area, right?
Well, that was on more South Virginia, South Virginia and McCarran.
Kitsky
in South Virginia was Claim Jumper, which is gone.
Claim Jumper.
This is Kitsky in South McCarran, and right now there's a Chipotle and a Five Guys there, but there used to be a nice sit-down restaurant there.
Yeah, that little strip mall, then, I know what you're talking about.
And that adjacent to Chick-fil-A.
And it was good, right?
It was good, yeah. I don't know what happened, though. And like I said, my husband and I are both having a senior moment. And if anybody can remember what it was called, I was thinking about going into the Bank of the West there and asking if anybody had been there for a long time and remembers what restaurant used to be across the driveway from them.
I do know it's, I don't think it's the Bank of the West there anymore. It's something called BMO Bank.
Yeah, they changed the name of the bank, yeah.
Yeah, the BMO Bank. Okay. Well, yeah, I got that right. I got something.
Yeah, they convert. I used to have an account there until they changed over and it got too complicated, so I closed my account. But anyway, if anybody knows the name of that restaurant, help us out. We're thinking that we're getting early onset Alzheimer's or something since we can't remember it.
All right, Cindy, I appreciate your call. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John. Have a good day. Right. Bye-bye.
I think I'm somehow attracting senior citizens. Hey, we're people too. 884-9910. And also looking for folks who work in retail. I'd like to hear your stories as we get into the thick of holiday shopping. Let's go to Carson City. And Christy is calling in 99.1, 92.3. Hey, Christy, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to let your listeners know about a new restaurant in Zephyr Cove.
and they also have two huge golf simulators with like world-class courses on them, and you can buy memberships to golf there if you want. And the food was fabulous. It's called Stingers, and wow. It's the old Capiche restaurant there in Zephyr Cove, kind of across from Safeway, next to the Coldwell Banker.
So, okay.
Yeah. It's fabulous, beautiful inside, and really nice bar. I had baked brie with the fig jam and caramelized, what was it, walnuts on top? Pecans? Anyway, and then really good artisanal flatbread, different kinds of pizzas. It's kid-friendly, great hamburgers. I love the prosciutto melt. That was my favorite. And they serve wings. And so anyway, I just wanted to let your listeners know because it's pretty new. It just opened.
It's called, what was it, Capiche?
No, it's in the old Capiche. It used to be Capiche. It's okay. Called Stingers.
Stingers. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the call. I go to Zephyr Cove often because I like going to South Lake Tahoe, and the only place I really, really endorse in South Lake Tahoe, I guess, would be Base Camp Pizza. So I think based on your call, I have to broaden my horizons. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, got to run.
They're going to be doing entrees. Thank you,
okay.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Let's go to Heidi calling from Reno. Heidi.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Hey there. I've met you at a couple of Carolyn's Friendsgivings.
Yes. darn it. I don't think she hosted Thanksgiving this year.
No, not this year. But when I was going through college, a couple of my favorite places, I worked at Spoggy's and I worked at Famous Murphy's. Those are gone. But my favorite restaurants now, I like the Western Village Steakhouse, the Golden Flower, Royal India is a good one, Grateful Gardens, and Sushi Rose.
Yes, and I wish people would stop blabbing about the Western Village Steakhouse. Come on, us locals. We got to keep this stuff to ourselves. It's now you try to make a reservation there, and it's like two and a half weeks away. Now, come on.
Oh, it's true. But you're
don't
right.
Don't tell the newcomers.
Yeah, Harris Steakhouse. You're right. Harris Steakhouse was wonderful, too, back in the day.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like I said earlier, Roxy's is really close to matching, I think, the Harris Steakhouse. I mean, last time I was at Roxy's, they did the tableside salad, and that's a new home.
Nice.
I found downtown for a steak dinner. Okay, Heidi, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, dear.
Happy holidays.
Tell our Thanksgiving host we said hi, Carolyn. Kat calling in. Hey, Kat, good morning. I'm glad you called 99.1 FM Talk. Go ahead.
Sure. That restaurant that girl didn't know about was Houlihan's.
Houlihan's. Gosh, how did that, how does a place like that go out of business?
You know, I don't know. It was kind of weird.
I thought it was very popular. I also thought TGI Fridays in Reno was popular. And I also thought Chevy's Mexican was popular. Then all closed down. It's always a surprise. What do you recommend right now?
Ooh, Garibaldi's in Carson City. Jay's Bistro out there in Dayton.
What bistro?
And Jay's Bistro out in Dayton.
Okay.
Oh, man, you want five? That's tough.
No, I missed the third one. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I said, you want five? Is that what you want?
Okay, I thought you said that. A bit of a delay. Okay. I appreciate the call, my friend. Take care.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. I'll see you. All right. 1.5 hour to go. Open topic 884-9910. I'm John Potter. Each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM. Back in a short while after Fox News update and local news with Greg Neft. FM News Talk time, it's 11:29.
We need to talk.
In a somewhat friendly manner.
So make the call.
A colorful call.
884-9910. News and talk. Live and local. The Weekend. On News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Last half hour. Phone lines open. 775-884-9910. Topics we hit on today for you to call up or text on. Your five favorite restaurants, and I look at that as a public service to let other folks know where to go and not get ripped off and enjoy yourself and not encounter bad service or you know, things like that. That's a great purpose of the show, being local. And also we hit on retail or store workers. We don't know what you go through. What's it like dealing with those customers? Because privately, I've heard so many consistent, terrible stories about certain customers. And, you know, right now we're hitting a peak with the Christmas shopping season. Also brought up, what did your family argue about this year at the Thanksgiving table? I have no story because we had no family with us. But a friend of mine told me that their fight was somebody criticized the Ken Burns series on PBS, the new series on the American Revolution. And this person thought it was he was being nitpicky about it. And then the people who did like the show ended up fighting over it. You know, it's silliest stuff that people come up with. One more thing I want to bring up, too. Because a friend of mine texted me, and I thought, wow, this is a really good topic. I know, too many topics. But listen, I'm only on once a week, okay? So I got to get this all in. But I thought this was a good topic. Be honest with us. Be honest with your fellow listeners. It's 2025, and still you see some people wearing a mask, you know, like we had to wear during the pandemic. What do you think of that? Why do you think they do it? Why do you do it if you do? Do you automatically think they're virtue signaling that they are Democrats who clearly have a thing to be controlled? I don't know. Somebody texted me and said, you ought to ask this. Okay, so I'm stealing that. I'm using it. Wednesday's Reno Gazette Journal had an article called 10 Thanksgiving-themed dad jokes to tell the family and break the ice. Now, I don't have a personal subscription to the RGJ. Can anybody who has one call me with these 10 best dad jokes? I know I feel bad for saying I don't have a subscription to the RGJ, and I have such wonderful memories of it. Roland Melton's column, the TV tab insert every week, the really big Thanksgiving Day paper with all the Black Friday inserts. But that paper is no more. And we really need to lighten up with some humor. You know, late night TV, they don't have humor anymore. They scold us, you know, and it's political. And the news is so negative. We need dad jokes now. What I would like at this point in time, and we haven't had a chance to do this, and I don't think it would have been appropriate at all, given some certain recent events to have done then. But time, of course, does march forward and to lighten things up here as we say goodbye to this wonderful week of broadcasting. I want to hear your dad jokes. I don't know about you. But we need this after the past month, and I need a laugh. I need something to make me smile. Because, frankly, lately, if you watch the news, there has not been a lot about which to smile. It seems we sometimes get pretty heavy on this show, and it can even get a bit somber. And certainly there's a time and place for that, and there's also a time and a place to just say, you know, what we need to have is a laugh, because you just can't be dismal every single day, right? So, dad jokes. Let me just give you some, if I may, because I know you got some too. These are jokes that are typically they're one or to liners, and you can tell them to kids in complete safety without worrying about whether anybody's going to be offended. I say for the most part, because people are offended by pretty much anything you might say these days. Like, you could say, wow, it's a nice sunny day. And somebody's going to say, well, that's because you're burning the ozone, you capitalist pig. You get where I'm going here. So I guess it's a sunny day then without the wow and the nice preamble to it. So I will have some examples of dad jokes, but I want you to prepare for that, because just get ready for these, because it's a bit different from what you usually hear on talk radio. And you do have to prepare yourself for humor, I guess. It's 11:40. Let's go to the phones. Marty is calling from Sparks. Not a joke, but Marty will probably work on one. Hey, Marty, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, John. I had a funny story when my wife worked at Shopko on Audi.
Yeah.
And she eventually ended up, well, she was a cashier. You turn your daily receipts into the cash office, etc. Mm-hmm. Well, when she was turning her bag in, an associate, another cashier, was turning her bag in, a very young girl, right out of high school or whatever. And so at the time, I'm not sure if I can use a product name, but anyway, it was a cigarette company that used a Camel.
Oh, as Camels.
A promotion. Yeah, okay. I didn't know if it was okay.
It's hard to figure out there, brand. Marty, but we did it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So at that time, they had what they called a Joe Camel certificate, and it looked like a $100 bill, very colorful, yellow and stuff. Instead of a president, in the middle was a Joe Camel. Well, this young girl gave change to that customer when she received that as a payment. And so she came up short for whatever amount of money that was, and actually gave change out of that, like it was a $100 bill.
She actually thought the Joe Camel certificate thing was had value.
Was actually cash, like a $100 bill. Yeah.
Well, he did
My
have
wife
that.
Told me,
Joe Camel, yeah. It did kind of resemble a U.S. currency dollar bill with the profile of the head, as I recall.
Right, but she acted like it was a $100 bill.
A cartoon camel.
Right. My wife told me that, and I just about hit the floor. I'm laughing so hard.
Marty, I appreciate the call. That made me laugh a bit too. Have yourself like a good day. If you come up with a dad joke, you call back, Marty.
Okay, I will.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks. Did you get ready for the dad jokes? Okay, because we're asking for some. And if you do get the Reno Gazette Journal, they had an article of the 10 best dad jokes. I have no subscription to the RGJ, so I would love to hear these. 775-884-9910. Let me give you some of my own. Okay. So I asked the librarian if the library had any books on paranoia. She leaned forward and she whispered, "They're right behind you. They're right behind you." I love that one. Do you know why fish don't play basketball? Because they're afraid of the net. Yeah? Yeah? You know why eggs, especially criminal eggs, bad eggs, you know why they don't tell each other secrets? Because they might crack under pressure. I used to run a bakery, but I couldn't make enough dough. Oh, do you know why you don't ever want to trust a taco? Because they spill the beans. So I know a guy, and his wife told him to stop impersonating a flamingo. So he had to put his foot down. I love that one. You know what? I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. 25. I don't know why. You know why calendars don't ever get nervous? Their days are numbered, and they know it. You know, I used to work at an orange juice factory. They fired me. I couldn't concentrate. Finally, finally, you know, I'm reading this book on anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down. All right. I hope you found some laughter in those. You have any good dad jokes? And we'll take mom jokes, too. Although I've never heard a mom joke. It's not a sexist thing on this show, I assure you. 884-9910. And with these, you probably would be too embarrassed to say the real groaners. So we'll probably get a few more texts on this one. That's okay. Let's go to the phones. Bruce is calling from Reno. Hey, Bruce, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hey, John, how you doing?
It's a good one.
All right, I just wanted to make a comment that it seems like the legacy media always wants people to be so angry all the time. And I think during the holidays here, I don't see why that has to be.
They do this full time. They are trying to divide us. It sounds ridiculous to say that, but that's the only conclusion I can come to sometimes. Or they just like to poke the right. They get a certain glee. You know, newsrooms can be a little boring. Maybe it's a bit of a sport for them. I don't know. I lived it working at Channel 2, and I know.
I know.
They don't cater much to us gall darn conservatives. But don't fall for it, whatever they say. And you will notice. I'm sorry.
I hope that people get tired of being angry all the time, because it takes a lot of excessive energy to be angry all the time about the government or Trump and all this vitriol and virtue signaling stuff. And it just seems like it takes so much valuable energy away from people's lives. And that's all I wanted to say.
My friend, I say this every day because my wife watches these cable news programs, and these certain things in the news do get her very upset. And I tell her, none of this stuff is going to affect you and I in our life, especially at our age. It's not going to affect us at all. What we're doing is wasting a lot of precious time worrying about stuff that doesn't matter to us personally. Yes, we love our country. We do. And we're concerned about our country. But ration the time, by all means. Time is short. Life is short. Before you go, Bruce.
Yes.
Why did the man fall down the well?
Why did the man fall down the well?
Yeah.
I don't get that one. No. How is that?
He couldn't see that well.
I like that one. I like that one.
No, you don't. See you later, my
friend.
Be happy, everybody. All right. I'm John Potter. I got to do our final break here. Our phone number, 884-9910. Back very shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk. Time, 11:47.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk. True.
You know, that restaurant, somebody was asking what it used to be. Somebody says that restaurant was Marie Callender's. I don't think that was in the exact same area that she's talking about, where the restaurant she remembers was where Five Guys is at Kitsky and McCarran. Whatever. Let's go to Tim calling from Carson City. And I hope you have a dad joke for us, Tim.
Good morning, John. I do. Actually, it's kind of a question. When does a joke become a dad joke? When it becomes apparent.
When it becomes apparent.
I also heard about the dyslexic devil worshiper. Yeah, he sold his soul to Santa.
You know, this is good because...
Have,
I will.
Have a nice day.
Thank you, Tim.
Bye.
And just when I was wondering, are they still manufacturing new dad jokes? I think I heard the second one before, but that first one, totally
new. I've got one for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What is the liquid inside of the iPhone's battery called?
The liquid? This is a brand new dad joke.
It's called apple juice.
Apple juice? Isn't this fun, Craig? This is stuff Jerry won't let us do usually, right?
Yeah,
you're finally coming out of your shell. That's a wonderful thing.
It's what did the battery say to say on his blind date? He says, "I have a lot of energy and I'm a pretty positive guy, but I do have a negative side."
All right. Thank you, my friend. Get back to work. That's Radio Craig there. Let me check the texts. Let me see. We're getting still recommendations for best restaurants, or at least your top five, which I said is a public service. Let folks know where the good stuff is. John, the Governor's Grill in the Fandango in Carson City is delicious. You know, I really wish that Fandango would bring back that wonderful breakfast buffet that they had. I loved it. I love the steakhouse. It's outstanding, and it was the only happy hour I know of where happy hour you were served by waiters in tuxedos. It's a great thing out there in Carson City, and get out there often. Okay, let's see here. We're back to what the restaurant was at Kitsky and McCarran. Woman asked a question on a bunch of texts. Was it Houlihan's? All right. I think somebody else said that, too. That might have been it. John, best pizza in the county, Red Dog in Virginia City. Great wings, LOL. And let's see what this one says. Oh, somebody else says Houlihan's, too. Okay. 884-9910 is our number to call. I don't want to cause any further crashes, but I brought this up at 9 o'clock this morning. Saw this lawyer. Well, I thought it was a lawyer. Turns out it's a local insurance agent in Reno has a billboard at the corner of 2nd and Wells, a big billboard advertising a Reno insurance agent, and she has an enormous top half. Incredible. Cleavage. There you go. That's the proper word for broadcasters. What is the thinking here? Talk about crash-causing billboard. But, of course, she's selling car insurance, so it does make sense, absolutely. Wolfpack, very big day today. The UNLV Rebels are here. They are going to be at Mackey Stadium to face our Nevada Wolfpack, and every true Wolfpack fan gets excited about getting that Fremont Cannon, even in this very rough season for the Pack. So go silver and blue. The last time the Cannon was painted blue was in 2021, but our Pack has won their last two games, and here's hoping they finally get it. They finally got it. Here's hoping that they get their third win in a row today. The game is at 6 o'clock tonight at Mackey Stadium. It's broadcast on the CBS Sports Network. I don't know what the heck that is. And it's also on the CBS Sports website, but you have to log in with your cable credentials from DirecTV, Dish, Verizon, whatever you have, Spectrum, UVerse. you know, we used to have a TV. It had a dial and 13 places to go to. And they say you could also watch, I really want to watch it, I really do, the CBS Sports app, which also requires a cable service sign-in credential. The game will not stream on Paramount Plus because I don't know why. That they can't figure that out, I guess. Anyway, go Pack, and it would be very awesome to see them paint the Cannon blue. And also, before I go, one more thing, because if I don't mention it, you'll miss out. Although they're doing the same thing next weekend in downtown Reno, the city's Holiday Lights Festival is back. It began yesterday. It starts up again today at 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's all free, folks, with train rides and pictures with Santa, craft fair, and all that kind of stuff. So, and a tree lighting happened last night at 7 o'clock. It's going to be happening again next Friday at 7 o'clock. And before we go, let's rush over to Jeff. Really? Calling from Hawaii? Hi, Jeff.
Hello. Yeah, I'm listening on your app, calling from Hawaii, where it's illegal to laugh out loud. It's the land of aloha.
That is...
Did you know that dogs can't get an MRI, but cats can?
Oh, I did not know that.
That was almost better in French. I'll leave you trying not to be afraid of the pirate assault musket they used to use. The pirate assault musket, the IR-15.
That deserves a little bit here. Thank you, Jeff. Beautiful Hawaii, and you're calling your favorite radio station in Reno. That's a good use of your time, my friend. Have yourself a great, if we don't talk to you again, holiday season, my friend. That was fun. That was fun. I'm John Potter, live and local. Talk to you again next Saturday, 9 to noon. Radio Craig, thank you so much for running the show from Carson City. Much appreciated. I'll be back with you Monday, middays, reporting news and traffic right here on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:58. Bye-bye.